working on reformulating his Iraq policy. President Bush has more meetings scheduled with Sunni political leader at the White House and holding video conferences with military commanders in Baghdad and elsewhere in the country. Yesterday, he heard from several retired generals and scholars, including Stephen Biddle of the Council on Foreign Relations, who took a phone call from us earlier.
Well, I thought it was a good session. The president was clearly interested in what we had to say. He was engaged, active, asking questions, pressing people for evidence on their arguments. It clearly was not an attempt to spin us. He wanted to find out what we had to say.
The Washington Post says that what you had to say was, you delivered to Mr. Bush, quote, a blunt and dismal assessment of his handling of Iraq. Is the Post accurate on that?
Well, I promised them I wouldn't talk about what was discussed at the meeting outside the room, but I mean, for what it's worth, most of us there have published records on Iraq, and I don't think any of us have, in the past, argued that Iraq is a bed of roses or that the prospects are good or getting better.
Well, as you say, several of you in the meeting yesterday do have published opinions. Several are reportedly critical of one main recommendation of the Iraq study group that came out last week. That is, seeking to involve Iran and Syria to help stabilize Iraq and the region. Why not try to get their help?
Well, I think there are arguments on either side on that. I'm not a hardcore opponent of a diplomatic opening to the Iranians and the Syrians. In fact, I think it's probably on balance a good thing to do. The problem with it is the cost of getting their assistance, if we can get it all, is going to be stiff. And the benefit of their assistance, if we get it all, could very well be a lot lower than people suppose. The insurgents and the militias within Iraq have internal sources of support that they can draw on, even if the Iranians and the Syrians cut off all of their aid to those groups. It's not clear that even the Iranians and the Syrians, whose influence is probably greater than ours, have enough influence to do the job. And to carry our water for us in Iraq, they're going to ask some sort of quid pro quo. They're not going to do it because they like us. And those quids could be quite expensive.
What about the idea of troop reductions?
Well, I think there are a lot of people in Washington, the Baker-Hamilton Commission included but not limited to them, who are looking for some sort of middle ground option between the John McCain reinforce and stay forever and the John Murtha, you know, get out quick school. The trouble with all of these in-between options is that although they're politically attractive, they're military postures that are unstable. They leave you in a situation where they're very unlikely to improve the situation very much, but they reduce the ability of the troops to protect themselves even as they're accomplishing less. And in the end of the day, they just leave lots of American targets in the theater to get shot at.
You know, there are several new polls out today on political support for the war in Iraq, and none of them have good news for the Bush administration. The numbers are down. 6 in 10 Americans now, by one count, think the war was just generally not worth it. In looking at the reaction to the Iraq Study Group report, I wonder if you don't see really two positions here. One is, what can we do to fix Iraq? And the other is, there's nothing we can do to fix Iraq. What we have to do is find a solution to get America out. Is that what the discussion is?
Yeah, and I think the Iraq report itself works much better for the latter than for the former. I think as a document laying the political groundwork for getting out, you know, the document is internally consistent, coherent, makes sense. As a blueprint for getting a successful outcome in Iraq, I think that the document is much less successful.
Stephen Biddle of the Council on Foreign Relations, following his meeting with President Bush yesterday at the White House. Stephen Biddle, thank you.
My pleasure.